miss? How could I possibly miss you at point-blank range, Dr. Weasel?
I was rather hoping you might think of a way.
There is simply no force in the universe that can save you now. Nothing at all.
Damn, pop goes a regeneration, then.
Is that what you really think will happen, Doctor? I shoot you and your little companion too, and then I walk away. You get to live again?
You certainly didn't think about shooting me. Can't you two just leave me out of this?
I rather assumed, Imperatrix, that's what you'd do. It's on page 2 of the Evil Overlady's Codex.
As was said at your trial, Doctor, we Skirtulons are acutely aware of your Time Weasel regenerative abilities. So I will kill you, allow you to regenerate, and then kill you again, and again, and again.
Butter my baps and tell me it's Easter. You've actually thought this through, Imperatrix.
Wouldn't you know it? We've finally run up against someone who knows what they're doing. I guess we've had a good run, Dr. Weasel, haven't we?
With his gender swapped and now his goose looking done to a turn, Dr. Weasel is battling to stay alive on Skirtulon 7, a world where she is public enemy number one. Can she pull a last-minute trick out of her handbag and wriggle through a convenient plot hole? Or is this truly her last swan song in Dr. Weasel and the Gynatronic Crisis, Part 5?
Imperatrix Glinda, what in the seven veils of St. Pauline do you think you are doing?
It's called justice, Margarita. I thought someone of your legal bent would recognize it. I can now see some new judicial appointments are required.
Shooting a citizen in cold blood is not justice. It's murder. I assure you, Imperatrix, even someone in your exalted position will not get away with double gynocide.
Why is everyone so intent on me getting shot as well? I recovered from a near-death experience only the other day.
Double gynocide, you say? Why not make it triple? I'm sure your tragic death at this arch-crim's paws will further spur my people's submission to tradition.
There I was, thinking this day was taking a turn for the better too. Doctor, maybe if we rush the Imperatrix, she can't possibly shoot all of us.
Oh, thank you very much, Goose. I'm at point-blank range. She'll blast me with no trouble. What an utterly, utterly brilliant plan. Perhaps I should throw myself out of the window and save us all of the trouble, eh?
Ugh, for Zarquette's sake, this is getting farcical.
Ah, Commander Rachel, Lady Fenolia, what a judicious arrival. Please close the throne room doors behind you. I wouldn't want any disloyal elements to witness this legislative disagreement.
Imperatrix Belinda, as Minister for Gender Justice, I have issued a warrant for your immediate arrest under suspicion of unconstitutional, treasonous and anti-gender high crimes.
How two-faced of you, Fenolia! Why, only yesterday you supported my actions to the letter. What brought about this sudden and treasonous change of heart?
I confess I was swept up in the passion of the moment, Imperatrix, but upon reflection and after speaking to Judge Krakatan, I realised your actions were not only legally incorrect, they betrayed our society's ethics, its very moral foundation.
Etouk, Rachel. Honestly, it's getting like you can't be absolute ruler without the bloody minions getting their own ideas.
Oh, tell me about it, Belinda. You just can't get the staff, can you?
As you can see, Imperatrix, your rule is at an end. But I can assure you, you will be given your day in court, a chance to make your case.
Don't patronize me, Margarita. I can recognize incipient regime change when it's staring at me down the barrels of 20 phase disruptors. But mark my words, as falls Belinda, so falls all of Skirtulon.
I won't be so sure about that. A bit of a shake with the laws, perhaps a spot more equality and representation for the fellas, and I bet this society would just grow and grow.
Thank you, Dr. Weasel. I appreciate your kindly words. But the question remains, who now rules in the Imperatrix's place?
Oh, I'd have thought it was obvious, Judge. Your lust for power is palpable. Don't try to deny it. I can see it in your eyes. Here's in your every inflection.
No, No, that was never my intent. If we are to rebuild Skirtolian society, fairly, legally, then we need people like myself to refine those laws, not dictate them.
I'd have thought it was obvious who should rule.
Yes, yes, also obvious. No, no, sorry, Vic. You're gonna have to fill me in.
Look, Skirtolian society needs a leader, someone who commands the respect of its security forces and those of other key figures too, and yet someone with the introspection and self-confidence to reevaluate her own core philosophy, and what's more, act on it at a crucial moment.
Avik, that's very generous of you. And while I have never sought office, were power to be thrust upon me, well, then I would only be too happy.
Doctor, Advik's talking about me.
Very perceptive of you, Mr. Goose. Have you ever thought about going into politics yourself?
Heavens, no. Well, I can see Lady Fidelia will make a fine imperatrix, or president, or whatever you end up calling the role.
Then, with Judge Krakatan and the rest of the Council of Lady Support, I accept. I shall lead Skirtolon into a new, a fairer, and better age for all its citizens.
Blow out your skirts, Fidelia, you complete and utter bitch.
We have heard quite enough from you, Citizen Belinda. Gender troops, escort her firmly, but with all due decorum, to the detention centre.
You have not heard the last of me. I will have my revenge upon all of you gender traitors.
A pity she couldn't depart with any of the dignity with which she once ruled. Now then, Dr. Weasel, Advik Goose, what is to be done with you pair? It is clear that there has been some small measure of injustice done here, and yet I cannot ignore the rule of law.
Indeed, Lady Imperatrix Fenelia. But as I've previously stated, this is a matter which must be debated by the full Council of Ladies. I suspect it is an issue which will engage us for some considerable time.
Then there is the matter of social reform, but before that I must seek the views of all Skirtolon, every citizen, no matter what their gender, on this. It is the wisest course of action, I know. Would you not agree, Dr. Weasel? Doctor?
I believe he exited the throne chamber some moments earlier. I thought it perhaps politic to give her a few moments to make alternative arrangements to lengthy residency on Skirtolion.
I can see, sister, that you two are most wise and of great value as my chief advisor.
I still don't see why we're not getting off the planet, Doctor. The getting's good. Judge Krakatan clearly saw a scarper, and I doubt her sense of justice is going to give us that long on the loose before we're hauled in front of a court again.
Yeah, Ravik. Her knock towards the exit while Fenelia was distracted or reading was a clear signal she's giving us a bit of a head start. Right, there we go.
Now, are you sure this is a good idea? Reconfiguring the gynatronic ray? I mean, come to think of it, the last time you tried to repair anything, the consequences were hardly efficacious.
Yeah, fair point, but I never thought a toaster could go into catastrophic meltdown, but, you know, live and learn. That's always been my motto.
I thought your motto was, run away, they've got guns.
I'm not going to dignify that with an answer. Now, throw that switch, and if my calculations are correct, then by inverting the polarity of the neutron flow, I'll be able to reverse the transformation.
Invert the polarity of the neutron... Doctor, it makes no sense under any form of physics I understand.
Not how much you know!
Has it worked? Are you, dear Earth, back to normal? Perhaps more importantly, do we want you back to normal?
Aha! Yeah, I'm back, baby, and everything's where it should be. Although, man, my underwear's a lot tighter in some odd places.
Perhaps you should change back into your usual outfit before we head off to squeeze this?
No, it's okay, Avik. Actually, once you're accustomed to the pinching, I'm gonna get quite used to the undies.
Oh dear, forget I ever asked. I suppose it's too much to expect, after your experiences, that you've learned a new level of respect for women?
Naturally, Avik. You can't go through what I have without coming out... changed? Anyone who can wear something with this many straps and wires and pins and not end up grumpy at end of every single day has my heartfelt admiration.
It's not quite the ethical transformation I was hoping for, but I guess it'll do for now.
And so, Dr. Weasel leaves Skirtulon 7, a little wiser, a little older, and a little oddly dressed. Where will he and his companion wash up next in the cosmic collection of calamities we call the Dr. Weasel Adventures? Find out in Dr. Weasel and the Squawking Dead, Part 1.
Dr. Weasel is a Weasel Telly Order Enterprises production, featuring Randolph Weasling as Dr. Weasel, Covington Goose as Advic Goose, Sarah Meadows as Judge Margarita Krakatan, Cassie Kemp as Lady Fenolia, and Mike Talks as Imperatrix Belinda.